Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on meeting Wonder Woman. And welcome to track 4, The Laws of Attracting. And yes, it is a play on words with the law of attraction. Because you know I'm old school, not about the new age teachers of these topics, but the new thought movement, the old school teachers, who deeply understood that your reality is created by your ability to operate the laws, to put your mind in the right place, to get yourself into the right energy, to take your best actions. And that's what we're doing here in the Laws of Attracting Wonder Woman. We're covering the principles, the old school principles of what does it take to attract Wonder Woman. Attraction hasn't changed. This isn't some new series of ideas. For eons, us humans have been pairing up and mating and attracting each other. And when you understand the laws of attracting, and you can put them to work, how can you not meet and attract and bring into your life your Wonder Woman? And that's what we're talking about in this track. 5 principles of attracting. The laws of attracting. That if you can deeply integrate into your super game, you'll be unstoppable at attracting your Wonder Woman. In track 1, cutting to the chase, we said, what matters more than anything is you must be approaching women. But of course, approaching tons of women in the completely wrong ways is like driving a car into a wall over and over and over again. So as we talked about in the last track, the system for meeting Wonder Woman, mastery at any game comes back to systematic methods that enable you to drive top process and top results and to keep continuously improving over time. Also in cutting to the chase, what did we say second? That you must be approaching a lot of women, and you must be approaching them as a desirable man. Third, to learn to have a conversation with her like she's just a person. Even that goddess over there, that Wonder Woman over there, is just a human. And her body and mind functions exactly the same way as every other human that has ever walked the planet. So when you understand the laws of attracting, it's easy for you to talk to her in a normal, natural way, to show up as a desirable man, which of course makes it easy for you to just keep approaching tons of women. In my system for doing what you want, step 2 is getting it. Getting it is the intelligence behind the system. See, in the world of personal development, you hear a lot of hacks like, you just gotta hustle. You just gotta really go for it. You just gotta want it more. Just get in touch with your why. Does Tom Brady win because he's going for it? Because he's hustling? Because he's in touch with his why? No, Tom Brady wins because he's better than anyone else playing the game. And playing your best game comes down to getting it. It's all about the intelligence inside your system. It's one thing to have a system for meeting Wonder Woman. It's one thing to have a system for doing what you want. But inside this system, you want the absolute best intelligence for what it takes to drive what you truly want. These are the principles of attracting. No matter who she is, that goddess that you're targeting, the Wonder Woman you have in your crosshairs, she's attracted to certain things and turned off by others. What are they? How do you quickly create attraction? And how do you quickly destroy attraction? Well, I guarantee you, I absolutely guarantee you, that no matter how beautiful, sexy, hot, wonder, whatever word you use, she doesn't believe it. Rich and successful people often never feel it. Good-looking men often don't recognize it. And some of the most beautiful women you will ever see will never believe it. So if you walk up to them telling them how beautiful they are, you're already done. She doesn't believe you. And you're done in your own mind because now you put her on a pedestal. Why? Because she looks better than average? Or maybe it's not about looks for you because she's more wonderful than average? Is she? When you put her on a pedestal, you're already supplicating. You're already down on your knees like Oliver Twist with your bowl. Sir, can I have some more, please? In the world of pickup, you hear ideas like beauty is a shit test. If you fall for it, you're getting flushed out. See, attraction is a funny thing like this. The things that our society tends to install in us that we think drive attraction fail. Rich, good-looking, successful. Yes, of course, there are benefits that come from being able to play this type of game. But it's not the game. As I think Tyler from RSD says, a caveman doesn't know what he looks like. So what makes him attractive? What are the laws of attracting that worked for the caveman that work for you today? The caveman that understood the laws of attracting survived and replicated. And you're here because he did. And when you're able to integrate these laws of attracting into your super game, you'll do a whole lot more than survive and replicate. You'll be approaching a lot more women, doing it as a more and more desirable man, talking to them in a way that's naturally attracting. How are you not meeting more and more wonderful women? Perhaps even bringing Wonder Woman into your life. So let's go deeper. This is obviously a brief program. Yet, like all of these masterclasses, my goal is to deliver to you the solution. The best solution I know in highly systematic methods that you can quickly put to work right now and drive better results. Just putting this masterclass to work right now, I know you're going to drive better results. And over time, the deeper you go on these topics, the more intel you seek, the more mastery you build of the laws of attracting, the better your process and results will keep getting over time. There is a huge amount of depth to these topics. What is more natural to being human or any biological animal on the planet than these fundamental laws of survival and replication? The laws of attracting are literally baked into your biology. And you can spend your entire life ferreting out information on them. Or you can deeply tap into what you're naturally built to do. All the way through this, keep in mind that attraction is a biological process. It is not an intellectual process. Like everything in our reality, goes far deeper than shallow conscious level thought. Attracting is happening unconsciously. And when you're operating these principles of attracting, it's like pushing buttons on a keyboard. If you push the L key, you're going to get an L. And if you push on the law of attracting, she's going to get wet. People don't hook up because they like each other. They don't even know each other most of the time. Casual sex is about what? They're just attracted. David D'Angelo says, attraction is not a choice. She might not want to be attracted to you. You might be the wrong type for her. But she can't help that she's getting wet around you. She can't help that her mind is imagining what it will be like to be with you. Because you're showing up as a man living the laws of attracting. And you see, the vehicle for your laws of attracting is so simple, isn't it? It's in cutting to the chase. You've shown up and meeting a lot of women. You're just a naturally desirable man. Of course she's attracted to you. And you're speaking to her in a normal, natural way, albeit in a way that fuels emotional and sexual connection. And these tried and true ideas go far deeper than the context of meeting your Wonder Woman and the world of pickup. Our entire reality is oriented around these ideas. Look to the world of advertising and marketing. How much of it is selling sex? Beautiful couple driving their car on the road to freedom. What emotion is it sparking? Don't you want to be there with them? Listen to the music in our society. How many tracks are not about love? Oh, I love you, girl. Love you, girl. We should be together. Oh, bleh, 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 bleh. The same old junk over and over again, selling love and sex. Why? Because it's so deeply rooted in our biology. The entire world of selling knows this. Anyone who's trained selling and influence knows. People buy emotionally. We never buy for logical reasons. We buy because of the laws of attracting, for emotional reasons. And then we backward rationalize the logic to justify what we've already decided to do. This is neuroscience too. Perhaps half a second before you've decided to do something, your brain is already doing it. Attracting works the same way. You're attracting her emotionally, just like that new iPhone. Do you need a new camera? How many photos do you need to take? What quality do you need them to be? Oh, you definitely need a new iPhone, don't you? Of course you don't. But who doesn't want the shiny, new, cool device? Who doesn't want to avoid that FOMO, that fear of missing out? The fear of looking like a loser, having an old phone. Gosh, what would people think of you? We're attracted emotionally and predictably. And when you understand the laws of attracting, and in particular how they relate to attracting your Wonder Woman, how is it not easy for you to just walk up to more women as a desirable man and engage them naturally in a way that sparks emotional and sexual connection and moves you towards what you want? A very powerful idea in the community, I think, was derived from one of my hypnosis teachers. Change her mood, not her mind. Or the way I prefer to phrase it, never try to change her mind. Change her mood. See, in hypnosis, you learn to bypass the conscious mind. That if you can just get that annoying little pesky thing out of the way and directly stimulate an unconscious response to go straight to the emotion, then you can very quickly transform people to move them from where they are to where you want them to be. How do you, within seconds, hook your Wonder Woman How do you, within minutes, maybe hours, get her to sleep with you? How do you not? When you've deeply integrated the laws of attracting. It's not conscious for her, she can't help it. Her biology wants you. Her thoughts have already moved to having you. And then as we'll talk about in track 6 in the engaging protocol, it's only a question of how you navigate that little conscious mind. Keep directing her towards what she already wants. And you want to. And this all begins with you deeply understanding the laws of attracting. And being able to do them too. What have we kept saying about knowledge? Is it important? Or is it impotent? I'm sure there are tons of experts out there on biology and sex and sexual attraction who couldn't attract a woman or a man if their future kids depended on it. You might know every kick that Bruce Lee ever demonstrated, but if you've never actually trained yourself to kick, someone else is going to kick your ass. And so this isn't just about recognizing what these principles are. In going deep into the 5 principles of attracting, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is how do you live these laws of attracting? Are you able to put these to work for bringing your Wonder Woman into your life? It doesn't require a lot of knowledge. The knowledge is simple. It needs to be simple. Because doing it is what counts. And how simple can it be? Bond. James Bond. That's all he needs to say. To get her panties dripping. That's all he needs to say. There's no opinion openers or stupid pickup lines. Or negging her, or some low-level device. He's showing up as a desirable man. And speaking to her in a way that's stimulating the laws of attracting. And that's what we're focused on here, not the loser-level techniques, not the thousands or millions of ideas that you can spend your life hunting. The principles that truly matter for you to quickly, rapidly attract your Wonder Woman and over time get better and better and better at putting to work these laws of attracting. So let's spend a moment on this. This is the power of principles. In my Do What You Want books, in the topic of getting it, I break down getting what you want into 5 principles. It's all you need to know. And getting it, as I said earlier, is the intelligence in the system. If you can only put to work these 5 principles, you'll be getting more of what you want. See, we live in a world of noise, where all day, every day, you can hunt down the next best idea. But people focused on top performance. People focused on mastery. Recognize it's not about low-level ideas. It's about identifying the principles that truly drive your top performance and putting them to work every day. Like billionaire and incredible thinker Ray Dalio says in his book Principles, principles are concepts that can be applied over and over again in similar circumstances as distinct from narrow answers to specific questions. Think about this for a moment. How many tips and techniques do you come across on attracting your Wonder Woman? When you know the principles, you can apply it to every woman. As Emerson said, as to methods, there may be a million and then some, but principles are few. The man who grasps principles can successfully select his own methods. And in fact, over many years of researching these topics, I concluded, as I write about in my books, that you don't even need a lot of principles. With just 5 principles, you can more or less master any topic. Because again, the principles are the highest level ideas, incorporating all the other low level ideas. And what matters isn't how well you know the low-level ideas or how well you know the principles. All that matters is how effective you are at putting these to work. It's just like riding a bike. How many hours could you spend trying to explain to people what matters in riding a bike? Yet come back to the principles and it becomes incredibly simple. Take the principle of motion. Just get it moving and keep it moving. Think about this for a moment. If that's all you taught someone on riding a bike, get it moving and keep it moving. That one principle is all you need to effectively drive this machine. The laws of attracting Wonder Woman work much the same way. So what are they? What are these uber special 5 principles of attracting Wonder Woman that we're going through? Before we get to this, let's talk about 10 common mistakes of attracting and get the obvious stuff out of the way. So here's 10 common mistakes that men make that I pulled from my notes, which is surely an amalgamation of different teachers and different teachings over years of researching this. And they are simple. And you'll see how many of them you've made. Because I certainly made many of them too. 1. They have a scarcity mentality. They believe there's not enough women in the world who will like them. And in fact, that Wonder Woman over there won't be into them as well. So they approach her with a feeling of desperation. Like Oliver Twist. Ah, please, will you like me? Please. 2, they put her on a pedestal. You may not know this, but us humans, our self-esteem apparently peaks at age 9 and bottoms out at age 19. By the time we're attracting men and women in our lives, many of us are just beaten down. So we put that person on a pedestal and diminish ourselves. You're the prize. You're the screener. You get to choose. Women are abundant. You're on a pedestal. 3, our society conditions us to believe rich, famous, good looking is the key to attracting your trophy woman. Not that you want that anyway. And so people blame their lack of success on finding their Wonder Woman, on a lack of these obvious things, and it's wrong. 4, men are afraid to be men. They're afraid to look at a woman and want her. To look her in the eye and convey to her, I want you. So instead they pretend they're not looking for it or, her ass just is a little bit big. You see, just it's a little bit big. Because they fear rejection, they're unwilling to do it. 5. Because of all these things that we've been talking about, the scarcity mentality, putting her on a pedestal, there's this whole thing about meeting women. Like, oh, I gotta go out and get laid. Oh, I got a notch on my belt. When what's more natural in our society than pairing up? What's more natural than being a naturally attractive man? Just meeting women. And playing with them, having fun conversations, maybe going out with them, maybe having sex with them. What's more natural than this for you? 6, we still think attraction is logical, even though our society entirely manipulates us emotionally every day, all day, on Facebook or the news or everything that's marketed to you or sold to you. We still think it's about logic when it's about deep emotion and how skilled you can be at this. 7. We so desperately want to be liked. We just try so hard to want to be liked. We're uncomfortable in our own skin. We don't love ourselves enough. So we're looking for other people to validate us. See, when I first went deep into the world of mental conditioning, some of my teachers were kind enough to beat the crap out of me for saying sorry all the time. How often do you do this? I'm sorry I'm late. I'm sorry it took too long to respond to your email. Stop being fucking sorry for yourself. 8. We are unwilling to take the lead. Many men are still waiting for that Wonder Woman to approach you. If you're lucky, it might happen. But assume it ain't gonna happen. When they walk up to her, they're looking for her to give them approval, to tell them they're great, to lead them. You must take the lead, engage her, meet her, attract her, direct her to what she wants because she's attracted to you. 9. Because so many of us are afraid to stand out. We're just generic and boring. We don't take any risk in the way we talk to people. So we walk up and we say, oh, hey, how are you? So, what brings you here? Oh, really, what do you do? Oh, yeah, where are you from? Oh, yeah, my friend John, he's from there. Yeah, where'd you go to school? Oh, that's cool. Is that attractive? If you saw a TV commercial that was doing that, would that sell you on whatever they were selling? Mistake 10 is that we're conditioned to hide our sexual desires. So many men are afraid to put themselves out there in this way, to convey to her that they want her sexually, to have an emotional, sexually charged conversation. So they try and become friends with the women that they're trying to be with and get stuck in the friend zone. Now maybe they get to break out of it and they make out with her or get to fuck her at some point, but only if she runs out of higher quality options. So these are 10 common mistakes. And now before we get to the laws of attracting, I want to just start with the obvious. And we've hit these already, but I want to drive this home for you. Because when we get to the 5 laws of attracting, it will be so much more powerful for you. We've already hit this, but let's go deeper. One thing that was massively eye-opening for me when I went deeper into the pickup community was that it became so obvious that the things we're conditioned to believe create attraction fail. But to be clear, like saying that money doesn't buy happiness, it's foolish to pretend that Tom Brady doesn't have an advantage over you in meeting a woman. But it's equally foolish to believe that if you don't have what Tom Brady has, that you're out of the game. It is just a starting point. He's rich, he's famous, he's on the world stage. It's just a starting point. If you go deeper into the world of pickup, you will see few of the guys are good looking, let alone rich and famous. Yet, they are incredibly good with women and far better than every rich, successful, good-looking person I know and even the famous people I know. These ugly, short, unvalidated in the world people in the pickup community are amazing with women because they know that none of that matters. Instead, what they've gotten very good at is mastering the laws of attracting. Again, it's not to say that Jack Nicholson, even at age 82, doesn't have an advantage in meeting women. Yet when you go deeper to why he has this advantage, when you get beyond the obvious and you see the signals, now you can put it to work as well. For instance, status. And this is our principle one, high status. What's really going on with someone who's rich and successful and famous and good looking? High status. Just like the same way that many men would like to be kicking around with a supermodel because they walk into a room and, oh, everyone's looking at you. Who's that man with the supermodel? She's validating them. She's raising their status. And for the same reason, these criteria, rich, good-looking, successful, famous, are only low-level ideas that roll up into the principle of high status. And as I gave you that quote from Emerson earlier, when you recognize the principle, you can apply any method to get here. So how do you become high status? How do you become someone of high value? Is principle one, and we're going to go deeper into this. What's another part of getting beyond the obvious? Why does status matter? Why does being rich matter? Why is that an advantage? Come back to biology. Her biology is looking at that man as a provider. He can provide for her babies, for her survival, for her replication. Does that mean she's into him as a person? In the same way that supermodel you might fawn over, you don't even know as a person? Or is her biology drawn to him because of these biological needs? Is her brain socially drawn to him because he can socially pull her out of the struggle, socially validate her? And so when you understand that a lot of these other obvious criteria are merely low-level ideas that roll up into the principles, now, when you put the principles to work, the laws of attracting, now you too can drive the same type of results. Your super game for your Wonder Woman. No matter who you are, if you're ugly, broke, loser, none of that matters. Of course, you're far more likely to attract a Wonder Woman when you're a Superman. And you want to work on yourself to truly become your most Superman. But just by getting highly skilled in the laws of attracting, you can land your Wonder Woman. Okay, so with all of that now said, what are these laws of attracting? What are the five principles that we're covering? One, high status or high value. Two, being the alpha male. Three, taking her on an emotional roller coaster. Four, your emotional state. Five, meeting your Wonder Woman is a mindset, then a skill set. Do you feel like that was worth all the setup? Maybe. Let's go deep. Principle one, high status or high value. As I've been ranting, the principles are all about the highest value ideas. And the highest value idea in attracting Wonder Woman is this first principle, high value. In the community of pickup, you see endless stuff on this topic, being high status, being high value. You read ideas like, women judge a man's value in order to determine if he can help them with their objectives of survival and replication. Women tend to respect status and social proof. You see him pick up a lot of tacky stuff, or at least you used to, about what they used to call demonstrations of higher value, like some of the ideas I've been mocking throughout this masterclass, like palm reading, or dressing like a total fucking idiot, peacocking, yet. You get why it works. These are low-level ideas, devices, if you will, for establishing yourself as someone of high status. You're willing to be different, to stand out. Even the tacky demonstrations of high value like cold reading or palm reading are demonstrating to her that you've got something that other people don't have, like magic tricks. Again, they seem tacky, but they work and you can make them fun. And the guys in the pickup community do, because they recognize what these low-level devices are. Merely examples of demonstrating the principle of high value. I've never gone for any of that, and I never will. Yet as a hypnotist, and having trained a bunch of stuff on the mind, I have plenty of ways of getting at these higher value type moves, but I never really use them. My view of Super Game is that you never need to, because in every way, high value just oozes out of you. It radiates from you. There is zero question you are a person of high value. How? Let's talk about not how. See, back when I lived in LA and I had a couple Porsches, I hadn't studied any of this stuff. And I didn't realize what really connoted high value. Isn't driving up in your fancy car feeling like the man. It's feeling like the man irrespective. No matter what you've got, no matter what your life is about. I know far too many men with their Porsches and Ferraris and fat houses who don't feel like the man. And it oozes out of them, insecurity, fear, lacking self-confidence. Even though they've got that stuff, they don't know how to demonstrate high status because they don't feel it. In every way, high status is who you are being. It's how you carry yourself, the way you live, how you expect other people to treat you, how you engage with other people. There is so much to this topic of being someone of high value, yet it's also very, very simple. Talk to someone who doesn't perceive themselves to be of high value, and isn't it obvious? How do they use their body? How do they stand? What is their voice like? Some of them can't even do any eye contact. How do they dress? Are they well groomed? Do they have self-respect? How do they talk to you? And contrast that to someone you meet who is of high value. Not because of what they have or do in the world, but because they convey it in every way. They communicate with their body, with their voice, with their words, the things they say, the things they think about. It becomes obvious, doesn't it? Even take that man who lacks high status or high value for himself. Doesn't believe in himself. Doesn't think he's of any value. And then somehow, he gets surrounded by famous, rich, beautiful women. He's got a whole harem of them. How is he now different? When you run into that person now, how are they now conveying that they're someone of higher status, higher value? Because those triggers around them, known as those women, are now giving them permission to feel this way, to be this way. Yet take all that away and are they still back to being that old, low-status person? And this is where it comes around to personal development. This isn't about fake it till you make it. It's not about fronting that you're that person. It's about becoming him. so that you know you're a person of high value, and in every way it leaks out of you. Like Bond, James Bond. That's all he says. Just from looking at the way he stands and walks and talks, you know he's a person of high value. What about you? I think it was the RSD guys who said something to this effect. The worst way to be in the world is that your highest value is someone who meets women. When you are someone of high value in the world doing valuable things, meeting high value women is just part of your life. In my Do What You Want books, I lay out the 5 principles for doing what you want and do a big song and dance about how you only need these 5 principles. And then I say, but wait, there's a 6th principle, and it's a meta principle. And if you only activated this 1 meta principle, you'd be activating all the other 5 principles. The meta principle for getting what you want is value. If you want to get paid more, create more value. If you want to create more job options, be someone of greater value. No matter what you want, your path to getting it is to create more value. Value, 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 value. If that was the only principle that you knew, and you created more value in everything you do, you'll get more of what you want, including your Wonder Woman. But if you show up like Oliver Twist, that little man of little value with your bowl out begging her to validate you, to be that woman who lifts you out of your low value, then why would she be attracted to you? Just like men, look at those pictures of those supermodels dreaming if they could only have that woman, then everyone would think they were cool. She's looking at you the same way. She's looking at you no matter who she is. Figure it out. Do you dilute her value? Or are you someone of higher status, of higher value, that you raise her value? So I'm being your Superman, attracting your Wonder Woman. Principle 1, value, 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 value. You need to show up with enough value for both of you. Now, there's tons of ways for you to look at your own value and to demonstrate value in the world. Yet, let's go deeper into 3 powerful frames that I perceive best capture this notion of you being a man of super value. High value device 1, you're the screener. Consider a job interview. Isn't it set up in a way that you're there to answer questions and they're there to decide if you're good enough for them? They're screening you. Until you look across the table at them and you say something like, look, I have lots of different options. I love what I've seen from you. And I guess the real question I have for you is, well, why would I want to work here? How much do you think that changes the game? Of course, delivered right and in the context of high value, isn't that the point where you turn the table on them? And we've all experienced it in the job interview context. At some point, they start to sell you. And when you're being the screener, they're always selling you. Attracting Wonder Woman is exactly the same. So much in the game of meeting women, it's implied that you are trying to get something from her. You're trying to get her to sleep with you. You're trying to get her number. You're trying to get her to go out with you. You're trying to get her to validate you. Like Oliver Twist. with your little bowl out. Please, validate me. Make me someone who matters. Fuck me. The onus is on us men to approach, but that doesn't mean that we're not screening them from the moment we approach. See, when you're in this mindset of high value of being the screener, when you walk up to her, you might be walking up to have a fun conversation. And ultimately, you're walking up to figure out, is she right for you? Does she fit what you're targeting in a Wonder Woman? Is she good enough for you? Now, you never want to think of this in a mean kind of way. It's a very practical way. Would you go to a crappy restaurant and order a crappy meal? Would you look at the restaurant? Maybe see what other reviews are? Maybe someone says the food is good, because why would you go somewhere that's only going to serve you crap? You're screening restaurants. You're screening Uber drivers. You're screening in every other aspect of your life. So why do so many men drop their standards when it comes to women? They start hanging out with low-quality women just because they're hot and have a vagina. Yet when you're being the screener, you're asserting your value. You're screening for the women who are good enough for you. This is exactly the same as the notion we talked about in sourcing of qualifying leads. A top salesperson knows very quickly they have to qualify leads. That auto salesperson is asking, when are you looking to buy? Because they're figuring out, is that person worth their time? And if you're just looking to fuck anything that moves, then you don't need any standards. You don't even need to be the screener. You can be like those losers just running around kissing up to every woman, hoping that one of them will come home with them. But you know what? At least they're approaching. And if you want your Wonder Woman, you want to approach her and screen her, because you're the one qualifying her. You're a man of great value, interviewing women around the world to see if you want to offer them your job. Do you see the power of this idea? So much of the game comes back to this, not just being someone of high value, but engaging your Wonder Woman as someone of high value would. You've got tons of women in your life. You've got an amazing life. You don't just let anyone into it. So even approaching this woman who might be the most beautiful woman you've ever seen, you're trying to figure out, is she right for you? That's device one. Device two follows from this. You're the prize. You are the prize. She's going to run around telling her friends how she was able to attract you, how she was able to get you into bed. Again, we're flipping the script here, aren't we? Think about how most of this goes down. Desperate men running around desperately trying to get laid. The next day, because the only way they know how to do it is to get drunk off their face and sleep with whatever they can find. They're running around telling their friends about how they were able to get her. Oh yeah, just got to fuck her. Who did they fuck? Some low-quality woman who would fuck them. But if you're the prize, and if you're the screener, and if you're targeting your Wonder Woman, how are you being different? Would you diminish yourself to be with some low-quality person? Or do you know you're the prize? That Wonder Woman is looking for you because you're a Superman. For all we know, she might be listening to this program right now, fantasizing, dreaming about how she can land you. And it's not to say that you run around like you're some sort of most amazing prize fighter like Floyd Mayweather. Humility matters in every aspect of our lives. Yet, how many of us men sell ourselves short? Highly successful men in the world, who've worked so hard and achieved so much, will fall all over some woman who's never done anything in her life other than be born looking good. Who's the prize? What makes you the prize? What makes you someone of great value in the world? Because you perceive yourself this way. And if you don't, you're toast. At best, you'll hang out with low-quality women and you'll unlikely be able to hold on to them. Unless you see yourself as the prize, you will not land the woman who's looking for a worthy prize, let alone be able to keep her. And so again, I want to emphasize, this is not fronting. This is not fake it till you make it. This is deep personal development here. It is becoming the person who knows you're a person of great value, knows you're the prize, knows you're the screener. So that when she meets you, her face lights up. In this sea of loser men all around her who are putting her on the pedestal, she's looking at you as the worthy prize. This man who is worthy enough of her in the world. It's the opposite of that approach avoidance, isn't it? Men seeing that woman over there, thinking to ourselves, she's probably got a boyfriend. She's not going to be into me. Too nervous, lacking confidence, never approaching. When the opposite is her looking at you, desperately hoping, just hoping you'll look her way. Just hoping you'll walk up to her and talk to her because she's nervous. She doesn't know how to talk to you. It's obvious. In every way, it resonates from you. You're the prize. You get to choose whatever woman you want. She's probably convinced herself that you've got a whole harem of women, and they're much better looking than her, and smarter, and cooler. Because it's obvious in every way you resonate high value. You're the prize. Device 3 on high value is something very subtle that hopefully I've been conveying to you all along. Value is best sub-communicated. If you're walking around telling people how big a deal you are, how big a deal are you? I remember seeing this video of Roger Federer walking back into the locker room and he didn't have his pass on. And the attendant at the door didn't know who he was and didn't let him in. He didn't throw a tantrum. Do you know who I am? I'm Roger Federer. Just waited for his team to come by and then they all walked through together. Value is subcommunicated. If you have to scream and shout about how valuable you are by definition, you're looking for the world to validate you, to reinforce you're someone of value, by driving around your little Ferrari, pretending not to look at other people, hoping they're just looking at you thinking, wow, that guy's the man. Yet if you have that Ferrari and you're driving it and you're having fun and you're playing in it and you don't care what other people think, now you're someone of value. Value is not spoken, it is sub-communicated by your actions, by your demeanor, by every way you carry yourself and everything you do. It's your mindset, it's your behavior, it's how other people are responding to you. Because of how you carry yourself as someone of value. So what might this be? Again, let's just go real simple. Through contrast, see in your mind someone of low value. How do they carry themselves? Right? How do they walk? Do they walk strong and tall, shoulders back? How do they talk to people? How do other people talk to them? What do they settle for in life? What's their life about? And now flip it the other way. Bond. James Bond. It's all the dude needs to say. He doesn't need to say, I'm a spy. Run around waving his gun. Showing people his top secret clearance. Wave around the keys to his Aston Martin. Value is subcommunicated. It's subtle and powerful. That's principle one. Be a man of high value. Principle two. Being the alpha male. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? In short, an idea from my notes, Tyler at RSD. The alpha male gets the girl. It's just how it is. It's pretty obvious, right? Let's go with contrast again. How does the beta male do? Seriously, how does the beta male do in getting the alpha girl? It's pretty obvious, right? Just like at the end of every one of these stereotypical cheesy action movies. The hero, after completing his ordeal, he gets the prize. The girl! No, she gets the prize. The alpha male. The man of high value. And so while it might be pretty obvious that one law of attracting is being the alpha male, what can be less obvious is what is meant by being the alpha male. Look into nature. What do you see in the gorilla pounding his chest? Running around, scaring off all the other gorillas and taking their women. Doesn't work this way in human dynamics, does it? It can, of course, but the definition of being the alpha male can be a lot more subtle too. In hypnosis, specifically in the context of working with groups, such as doing presentations, a distinction is made between the conscious leader of the group and the unconscious leader. For instance, a CEO might be the boss and the conscious leader of a company. There might be someone else in that room. Who's the alpha? Who's the unconscious leader? The tastemaker? The person that other people look to as the seat of power in this room? And I know you all have experienced this in some way. Again, this is the subtlety of being the alpha. You can be beating your chest. But as we just talked about, value is best subcommunicated. So too is being the alpha. Like that iconic line from the first Bond movie, Dr. No, where Sean Connery is sitting at the craps table, lights up a cigarette, looks across the table at the beautiful vixen, and says, Bond, James Bond. He's demonstrating higher value to her because he's beaten the craps out of her at the table. But in every way, his voice, language, the pace in which he takes that cigarette out and lights it and looks over the table at her. He's not smiling, trying to get her approval. In every way, he's simply communicating as the alpha male. Again, the alpha male doesn't need to be the richest or best looking or the coolest or dress like a fucking idiot or have a bunch of cheesy lines. Just being himself is naturally attractive. The way he walks, talks, looks. He's demonstrating to the world you're the alpha male. And it is helpful to go into lists of ideas of what it means to be the alpha male, such as this list of 6 alpha male traits from my notes, which again I think comes from RST. Big smile, well-groomed, sense of humour, connecting with people, being seen as a social center of a room. It's very powerful to have a list of what these characteristics are, yet what is even more powerful is to have a role model, is to look out in the world and see someone who embodies the traits of the alpha male, and then most importantly, what? To be able to do it yourself, to train it, to practice it, to indoctrinate it into who you are. And we're going to go deeper into this in the four-step protocol as we're building the character as well. I've obviously been using Bond, James Bond, because it's a very simple role model, isn't it? You can very easily look at that man and unquestionably know he is the alpha male. Yet, it also comes back to which Bond character we're talking about, right? Because the Daniel Craig version is a pretty serious character. And if you go back to that list of alpha male traits, one of them was big smile. Social center of a room was another. So who more embodies this version of an alpha male? Maybe the Roger Moore style Bond? And a name that when I was researching Big Up Would Get Kicked Around was Tom Cruise. This big smile, laughing, bringing this great energy, this confidence, this charisma. And so, even though we're talking about the alpha male like it could be defined as one person, the many traits can be displayed in lots of different ways of being, right? Different characters, different role models in the world. What are other role models that you might look to? Either in the real world or the fantasy world like Bond. And model yourself off. As we'll do in the four-step protocol, just like we did in targeting Wonder Woman, if you look at this person, you can see and practice and train exactly what it's like to carry yourself as this alpha male. So let's talk about three devices of being the alpha male. The first is leading. And by this again, I don't mean that you're the leader of the group. You might not be a CEO, or you might be. And how are you demonstrating in every way you lead? More specifically, when you're meeting your Wonder Woman, how are you leading her? Just by approaching her, you're leading the interaction, aren't you? And then once you've engaged her, how are you leading her to what she wants? She wants you, doesn't she? Because you're the prize. But she can't lead herself there. She can't tell you that she wants to come home with you right now, or that for some reason that she can't help, she's deeply attracted to you. She can communicate it in lots of different subtle ways, but she needs you to lead her. How often do you hear women say stuff like, there are no real men anymore? Especially in this era that we're in now. Oh, it's so grotesque, isn't it? It's so grotesque the way that men are being declawed. And we think it's good for our society. Do you think women want weak men? Apologetic men? Fearful of being men? Afraid to speak their opinion? Afraid to be men? It all comes back to bite us in the end because women want us to lead. It is our role to lead. And being a leader means in every way you engage her, you're leading. You're not looking for her to tell you that you're fun or cool for you to keep talking to her. She might have her bitch shield up, and she needs you to lead your way through this. In the same way that many men are afraid to approach, or to tell a woman that they want to get her number and see her again. She needs you to lead. Isn't she just as afraid? Certainly a lot more so because you're the prize. You're the man of high value. And she needs you to lead her. As we'll talk about more in track 6, the engaging protocol. Lead her to feel comfortable. Lead her to trust you. Direct her, lead her to the next steps that she wants too. Device number 2 of being the alpha male, being unique. How many unique people do you know? How many people are a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy? Spewing the same opinions, reading the same stuff, talking about the same stuff, looking the same. People are so fucking generic, aren't they? Afraid to stand out. Walk down the street, they're all dressed the same. Go to a party, they're all dressed the same. Jeans and an untucked shirt, maybe. Or the same type of suit. Go onto LinkedIn and look at all the faces. It all looks the same. We're all the same. There's 7 billion of us. There's so little about us that's unique. Yet, there's so much about us that's unique, isn't there? When we demonstrate it, when we allow our uniqueness to come out, when we're just being ourselves, we're being more alpha. Because you're no longer looking to the world to tell you it's okay. No longer afraid to stand out. No longer so desperate to fit in. As we've talked about, and we'll talk about more in the next principle, attraction is an emotional response. She needs to respond to you in some way. Generic doesn't create a response. Hey, so have you seen this generic type of washing powder? Yeah, it's pretty much just like the rest. Have you seen this washing powder? It's the best in the world, by far. Look at it. You know what it does? Something totally different. Isn't this how everything is marketed? That unique iPhone. Why? Because you know what we've done? We've upgraded the camera. Really? Wow. Oh, man. I really need an upgraded camera. Uniqueness stands out. Just dressing as yourself, speaking your mind, being yourself stands out. You're already being unique. But what about the way that you approach her? Your Wonder Woman has been approached many, many times in her life. How are you different? What's unique about you? If she's beautiful, she's been told by so many low-value men what she is. Oh, you're so beautiful. Maybe they got sophisticated. Your eyes, they're just so sparkly. Right, with their little bowl out like Oliver Twist. Please validate me. How are you talking to her differently? You're surrounded by Wonder Woman. You're a man of high value. You're the prize. You're the screener. How are you talking to her as this man? That's unique, isn't it? And what are you talking about? The same old generic bullshit. Oh, God, people talk about news. Oh, so you see what's happening in Korea? Oh, no, it's a bit troubling, isn't it? What about the economy? Where do you think the markets are headed? Who fucking cares? Millions of people around the world in the financial services business all have their own opinions on where's the market headed. How many of them are unique? There's only 2 directions, up or down. Get over it. What's unique in what you talk about? How do you engage her in a way that's unique? See, and this is where the notion of peacocking really does fit in, doesn't it? Even if you dress like a fool, you're unafraid to stand out and be unique. And an idea in my notes from Pickup, the pickup artist is the exception to the rule. As long as you are somehow different, that's all that matters. Why? What's the principle? Because when you're different and you're no longer afraid to be unique and stand out, you're demonstrating you're the alpha male. Device 3, congruence. This topic is huge in hypnosis, huge in communications and influence, huge in the community of pickup. What is congruence? Are you being consistent with what you're saying? See, when you're in the world of NLP and hypnosis, congruence is so huge because it becomes obvious the words that come out of people's mouths are irrelevant. You learn to look far beyond the words and go deeper to what their body is telling you. Are their words congruent with what the body is saying? It doesn't mean that you know whether they're lying or not, but it means if you get conflicting signals, your brain is able to see through that signal. Us humans are incredibly good at detecting bullshit. We may not know exactly what it is, but we feel it. We see it. And this is congruence. Are you being consistent with being the alpha male? You might be dressed as unique. You might be leading by approaching her, striking up conversation. And then she throws a shit test at you. She gives you a bitch shield, or she does something to try and turn off her own attraction to you, and you fall for it. And then you turn into Oliver Twist. Please, keep talking to me. Can I just get your number? Boom. Congruence is a deep topic, and this is the notion of deep personal change. You can't walk, talk, pretend to be the alpha male. You must be congruent with being this man. I remember after I left Goldman and I was training mixed martial arts every day, one day these three skinheads walked into the gym, tatted up with their Nazi tattoos. They were in from Europe. And one of the trainers there, who was a UFC fighter, just looked at me and said, "Just wait." I didn't know what he meant. But once those guys got training, it was clear they had no skills. See, to the world, they looked intimidating. They looked scary. They looked tough. But they weren't tough. Forget about the UFC legends that were in the gym. Even the amateurs wiped the floor with them. Guess how their status was reflected after that? See, congruence matters. Think about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Now, Brad Pitt seems like a really great dude, but what happened there? Right? Didn't he lose his alpha status with her? Didn't she dump him? And didn't he appear to the world to no longer be that Brad Pitt? And maybe he still isn't. Because he was no longer being congruent with who Brad Pitt was perceived to be. So you might be really good at pretending to be the alpha male. Even in the social environment, amongst your friends, wherever you are, people might perceive you as the alpha male. But if you engage your Wonder Woman in a way where you're being incongruent, she'll sense it. She'll smell it. She'll never taste it though, will she? And that's why, no matter how much you know on these topics, being the alpha requires being the alpha. Becoming this man in your own mind, in all of your behaviors, in who you truly are. You can fake it. If you're not this man yet, you can fake it. You can get some results that keep building your sense of who you are. Yet, if you want to attract your Wonder Woman, let alone hold on to her, you must be the Superman. So that's principle two in the laws of attracting, being the alpha. Principle three, we'll pick up on side B.